You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, happy to be with you here for this second hour today, joined by Matt Wilhelm and Doug Deacon from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. It is time for the Roundtable, brought to you by Blue Point Grill on the corner of West 6th and St. Clair. It's the best seafood restaurant in this fine city. Don't take my word for it. Silver Spoons Award winner every year it has opened in the seafood category. Still to come, fact or fiction. Going to answer some fantasy football questions at the end of the first hour, so tweet those questions to me. But Doug, we're going to start with you now here on the Blue Point Grill Roundtable. Obviously, there is one big news story this week, the quarterback decision. What did you think of Mike Pettine's decision to stick with Brian Hoyer?
Well, I think, you know, when he said he goes with the people that give you the best opportunity to win, I think at this point in the season, you know, you have a quarterback in, you know, Brian Hoyer that has come in with, you know, confidence at the start of the season. It's been shaken the last few weeks. But overall, you know, it's what the team has, you know, who has the confidence in who. And because Brian's been there and he's been able to, you know, pull out some wins for him, I think, you know, he probably gives him the best opportunity to win at this point. With that said, though, you know, Johnny kind of lit up everybody's eyes when, you know, he took it to 80 yards in eight plays the other day. But, you know, you also have to wonder what kind of defense. And I think the one thing that Coach Pettine said in the press conference on Monday that, you know, somebody asked him how Johnny played, and he said, well, he had, I think, five minus plays. Well, if you only played 12 plays, that's not a good ratio.
That's correct. And Doug, I asked Adam Kaplan from ESPN yesterday, and I think this decision boiled down to the known in Brian Hoyer and 7-5 versus the unknown in what you're going to get out of Johnny Manziel from a full 60-minute, you know, football game as a starter. Is that, do you think that's the case?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, there is an unknown, and there's an unknown that you want to find out, but when you're still in the race, it's, you know, it's not one of those things you want to mess with. Plus, you know, I think the fact that, you know, last week Baltimore and Pittsburgh also lost, which, you know, sets the thing a little differently. So, and then, you know, everybody's, you know, we're laying it on Brian Hoyer was the reason. Well, yeah, Brian, you know, threw a couple interceptions, but one, you know, there was a wrong route. You know, I think the fumble was a bigger back killer
yes,
than anything
absolutely.
In the game.
Momentum changer.
And the other one that Brian, you know, he took the sack where, you know, on the third down play and got themselves out of field goal range. But, you know, overall, you know, Brian has brought professionalism to the position. I mean, he is one of those guys that he's always prepared. He really works at the skill. And I think, you know, that's important. And I think, you know, Coach Pettine, you know, in his, you know, play like a Brown, it's just not the toughness part. It's the mental preparation part.
Doug, when you look at Brian Hoyer, early season Brian Hoyer, 7 touchdowns, 1 interception versus recent Brian Hoyer, what are the biggest differences you see in his game?
Well, I think, you know, forcing balls or making bad throws. I mean, the one in Atlanta that the back of the end zone, you know, he threw it off his back foot when he was moving. This, I think, you know, his decision. I think, you know, he, as I said, you know, he's a very confident player, but sometimes when you make throws where you're a little cocky, that gets you in trouble.
Doug, we play an Indianapolis Colts football team that is an offensive juggernaut, leading the league in most offensive categories, and also, too, in scoring. They score 31 points a game. In your mind, what is the number that this Cleveland Browns offense and defense, because we would take a defensive touchdown or special team touchdown, for that matter, if we can get one, what's the number you think the Cleveland Browns have to score to be able to beat the Colts this week?
Well, I don't think anybody's beat them that hasn't scored less than 30, so I think 30 is about your number, which, you know, it's going to be a high number for us to do, considering, you know, the way we've been putting points on the board. But, you know, the big thing is what we got to do is control the ball on third down. You know, get to convert the third downs, because that's, you know, in the first half of Buffalo, we were pretty good. We were up around 40%. But by the end of the game, we're down in the 20s. And, you know, Indianapolis is a team that they lead the league also in time of possession. So, you know, you just don't want to put our defense, who really, I thought, played a great game last week, out there and get them overly exposed against this team.
Doug, what do you think has been the key to this defense? I thought it's played well 2 weeks in a row against some pretty decent offenses, and last week, 2 of 15 on third down, they held the Bills to. What has been kind of the key as you've seen it with this defense, despite the fact you didn't have Dansby, you have the injuries on the D-line, no Gibson, Leonard stepping in, that's allowed them to continue to be so successful?
Well, I think, you know, they're playing as a team. You know, they know their responsibilities and trying not to do too much. Where, you know, when you do that, I think you get yourself out of position. You're chasing plays down the line of scrimmage, and they're coming out the back door on you. I think you just got a bunch of guys that are playing the team concept of defense.
Doug, Miles Austin going to injured reserve, in my eyes, was, you know, as we call him, Money Miles. It seems like he just converts third down after third down. Who do you think fills that role now as that go-to receiver for Brian Hoyer on third down?
Well, I'd, you know, kind of think it might be Hawkins, you know, because the attention has obviously been paid to Josh Gordon, and rightfully so. But I would, you know, think that Hawkins is, you know, he had good chemistry with Brian prior to Josh getting back, and then all of a sudden the chemistry kind of got out of whack. And I think, you know, that's one of the adjustments that, you know, Brian's going to have to make is, you know, hey, if the first guy's double covered, you know, I got to go to the second or third.
Jordan Cameron's been out there, hopeful this week he can come back. What would he mean to this team in terms of just adding another weapon? And maybe he's a guy who could step in and fill the shoes of Money Miles.
Yeah, I think, you know, he is obviously a, you know, a good target. He's a guy that's, you know, he's gone to the Pro Bowl because he's been productive. You just don't know where he's going to be. I mean, like you said, you know, he's been out 5 weeks now. You know, Gordon was out 10 weeks, and, you know, we can see the rust on him. Yeah, he's a great player, but sometimes, you know, you're running the wrong route because you're not getting all the reps. But I think, yeah, it'd be great to have Jordan back. You know, the blue-collar brothers, Barnage and Dre, have done a good job. I mean, they are just, you know, guys that strap it up the helmet, and they go out and play, and they block, they catch, they run right routes. You can't say enough of, you know, how they've contributed.
Doug, two-part question is, do you think we'll see Johnny Manziel as at a quarterback position in this football game at any point? And also, too, if so, what role would he play if we do see him?
Well, you know, I think one of the things you might want to look at him is down in the red zone, because we've had, you know, but that's tough where you get the rhythm going and you finally get down there and put him in. But we've struggled a little bit in the last few weeks. Somebody said, well, we had 40-some drives, and we've only scored one touchdown.
One passing touchdown, yep.
So, you know, he does give you a different dimension down there. But with that said, you know, if you're getting down there, then obviously something's going good. But, I mean, he's, you know, it's one of those things where you're getting that point in the season where, you know, this is the game. I mean, if you lose this one, you're going to have a lot of trouble the rest of the season and trying to, you know, catch up.
What's the number one key in your mind for this Browns team to get the victory here over the Colts at home?
Well, I think, you know, you got to affect Andrew Luck. And they say that, you know, in the first quarter he's had a tendency to turn the ball over. And if he does, you got to take advantage. You know, we didn't do that down in Atlanta. That game could have been a blowout. Had the first couple interceptions that we got down there on their side of the field, gotten 7 points. You know, you just can't settle for threes. And we already talked about it. When you're playing these guys, you got to put up big numbers.
And lastly, Doug, for me is, do you believe that the Cleveland Browns have an opportunity to win this football game if they do, in fact, take away the run from the Indianapolis Colts, forcing Andrew Luck in this offense to put the ball in the air 40-plus times?
Well, you know, you talk about matchups, and I think, you know, you look at the Colts, obviously they're leading the league in passing yards, and they've got some great receivers. But, you know, one of our depths has been our secondary, and they've played very well. You know, Joe Hayden has played great the last 5 or 6 weeks when you look at who he's played against. And I think I love the way Mike Pettine said it today. When you got Joe Hayden, you can advocate your resources elsewhere. So, I mean, it's true. I mean, Joe's playing, and I've always loved Buster Skrine because he's just such a professional kid, the way he goes about preparing himself. And, you know, Quan Williams is a guy that's stepped up, and, you know, he's been a big part. So as far as matching up, you know, with their receivers, with our defensive backs, I think, you know, we match up pretty good.
We do match up pretty well, and I think that will be a key matchup for this team. Doug, appreciate your time as always. Join us here on the Blue Point Grill Roundtable. That's Doug Deacon, analyst from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network, here with Matt and I. Michael Regei will be back with us after this. Don't forget to check out Blue Point Grill. That's Blue Point Grill, grillwithane.com. That's their website on the corner of West 6th and St. Clair, the best seafood restaurant in this town. They've also got great steaks, attentive VIP service to make it a special occasion. It's a great way to tailgate, by the way, before the Browns take on the Colts this Sunday. Bloody Mary's, valet parking, they've got it all for you there. Great Oysters, 75,000 hand-shucked every year. It's a great special occasion restaurant, and you know you deserve to treat yourself to a special occasion right now. So go to Blue Point Grill, that's grillwithane.com. Get on their easy-to-use website, make a reservation, and treat yourself to some of the best food in this great city. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, Michael Regg, I will be back with you right after this on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.